Okay, so now let's talk about option number two, which is using the FFMP basin table to look at numerical values and a D2D display. ARIs are given in FFMP as a guidance source, similar to flash flood guidance. So they have a lot of the same functionality as FFG, including primarily being used for comparison with QPEs or QPFs to assess the severity of a precipitation event. ARI data in the FFMP basin table is managed through the Attributes button on the right-hand side. Here is where you can choose a desired recurrence interval. Let's just pick the 10-year interval. For each ARI you choose, three new columns will be added to your table: the basin averaged ARIs, ratio, and diff. As with FFG, the ratio and diff columns are calculated against QPE. So in this image, for the first basin, Mud Creek, 3.29 inches of rain have fallen over the last 3 hours, and the RFC flash flood guidance is 1.72 inches. So we should already be concerned about flash flooding in this basin. But we can look at the ARI data loaded onto the table to get a better idea of how common this rainfall is for this area. The 10-year ARI for this basin is 2.62 inches. When comparing this value to QPE, QPE has exceeded the 10-year basin averaged ARI by 0.67 inches, with a basin average ratio of 125%. If you trust your QPE, the ARI information would add to your confidence that this is a fairly uncommon rainfall, less than 10% annual chance. And with time, you might have a better idea how this magnitude of rainfall affects the flash flood potential in your area. However, be careful interpreting these values as precisely as they are given. We showed in the introduction lesson that there's a lot of uncertainty with these estimates that isn't being shown in this table.